Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is April 6, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news this week, Nikon is celebrating their 75-year anniversary with a new global website. You can check out that website at www.nikkor.com, and it's not Nikon's website per se, as a gallery to highlight all of the stuff that Nikon cameras have done in the past 75 years. So take a look at that. Now, the news from Nikonians. Don't miss out on our digital workflow workshops coming up in San Francisco this coming week, and that is on the 10th. So if you're listening to this today, this is Sunday the 6th, you might want to check it out to see if you can nab a seat for that workshop. As well, don't forget about the ones in Dallas on the 12th of June. So if you're interested in learning all about digital workflow, check out those workshops. The Nikonians community was noted in a recent article down under on the Sydney Morning Herald website. So, hi to any new members from Oz. The long-awaited results of the Photographer of the Year 2007 contest have been announced. Yes, folks, I know you've been waiting, and we finally have the winners chosen. First place goes to Carl Abrams from the US of A for Cashmere Elegance. And Carl won a 3-year gold membership to Nikonians, as well as a brand spanking new HP PhotoSmart Pro B9180 printer, which is pretty fantastic. Second place goes to Sue Ahon of Australia for Inner Soul. Now, Sue gets a 2-year gold membership, and she also won a new Nikon D40X with a Nikkor AFS-DX 18-55mm wide-angle zoom kit lens. So that's pretty fantastic. And our third place winner is Frederick Mottier of Switzerland for his photograph entitled Lake Geneva. And Frederick got 1 year's gold membership to Nikonians, as well as Phase One's Capture One Pro software. So congratulations to all you winners out there and to everybody who submitted in the contests. You might know that 2008 contests are working a little bit differently, so don't forget to check out the contest threads on the website and see what's going on. Moving on into the forums, along the same lines but slightly different, is our online photo assignment for the month of April, and this one is entitled Unusual Perspective. So I've thrown the link up there in the blog for you guys, and you might want to check that out if you're hunting for just things to take pictures of in April. Maybe your spring hasn't sprung yet and you want something to inspire you, so check that out and read the rules and get your picture up there. Moving on to the cafe, it's been kind of quiet this past week, but some of the most popular threads include Photography is an Obsessive Pursuit, and isn't that the truth? And What is Your Portable Storage Device? A little bit different, but check those threads out along with anything else in the cafe. Now, my forum of the week this week is called Tripods, Heads, and Camera Support. And there's a very, very good reason why this is my forum of the week, because I just got my new tripod and ball head set up. Yes, I will plug the Photo Pro Shop, because that's where I ordered my stuff from, but I think it took about 3 days and my stuff was here in my hot little hands, ready to get set up, put together. Absolutely fantastic. I am totally pleased with my new stuff and can't wait for a good weather day so I can go hunt the coastline and get some good pictures. A noted thread, as I was trolling through that particular forum, that jumped out at me is called Help! I Dismantled My Tripod. Kind of an amusing story that, well, maybe some more of you might relate to, so check that out as well if you're interested in getting a tripod or a head or anything else along those lines and have a few questions. That's the perfect place to jump in and get some specific answers for you. My choice photo of the week is entitled Boy and a Bench. Worth reading the little story behind that as well, because it's kind of interesting. That's all for the news and the forums, but I'm not done yet. Some of you going through the forums in the community might have noticed my mug up there in one of the banners, saying something about tune in and win. Yes, it's contest time again, and this contest is in conjunction, well, with our 8-year anniversary. That's right, Nikonians is the tender age of 8, and we have tons of members and all sorts of great stuff. And so this month I'm running a giveaway contest again. It's not too difficult, but all you have to do is email me your story about, well, how you fell in love with Nikon. Are you a newbie to a Nikon camera right now? Are you new to Nikonians? Or more importantly, are you new to Nikon because of Nikonians? Let me know how you got turned on onto Nikon. Now I've got 3 sets of cool stuff to give away each week, so please write in. Winners will get a Nikonian's ball cap, which is fantastic. I have one myself, and I've got a couple of pro straps to give away, as well as some Nikonian's tripod leg wraps. So if you're in the market for some leg wraps for your tripod and you have a cool story, please include the size of the leg wrap you will require in case you do win that. And all you have to do is jump into the Photo Pro Shop and see what size fits your tripod. Or if you can't figure that bit out and it seems a bit complicated or yours isn't listed, just send me the make and model of your tripod and we will help you out. In addition, all entries need to be emailed to newsflash@nikonians.org by next Friday, and that is, let me pull up my calendar, that is Friday the 11th of April by 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And definitely don't forget to include your full name and full postal mailing address, so if you do happen to win, I can get stuff out to you as soon as possible. So once again, send an email to not Nikonians, send an email to newsflash@nikonians.org with your story about how you got turned on to Nikon and Nikonians, along with your name and mailing address, and we'll hopefully get some good winners out for the next podcast. And speaking of that, I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.